this mean for women in Kent that are obviously sort of using these services already and possibly in the future?
I think it's fabulous news for women in Kent and mothers in Kent. What this means is that the health visiting service that already see 17,500 women and their babies, 96% of new births in Kent, will now have access to the infant feeding service, which is being enhanced. It's being made more flexible. It's going to be more readily available in all areas of the county. I think it's a very big step forward for this service.
There was obviously some concern in terms of what the health visitors were capable of doing, but you guys say that you've obviously kind of sought to make sure that they're educated in other areas that they may not necessarily have been previously.
Yeah, I think that we have to understand what a health visitor is. A health visitor is already a qualified nurse or midwife. They've done their 3 years qualification in those areas. They then receive further higher education in public health, and they're on the Nursing and Midwifery Council register as a special community public health nurse. That gives them 5 or 6 years training in this area to work with mothers and children. In addition to that, they've all got their qualifications in breastfeeding. They're not all lactation consultants. We do recognise that. But we're also advised that not every mother obviously needs a lactation consultant. What we have done is said there will be more lactation consultants available. They'll be more flexible in the times that they're available. And they will always be there to support the mothers that they need them, in addition to the extra work that the health visitors are going to do through the various clinics, supported by the peer support workers and the peer support groups that will continue to be in place. We'll continue to recruit more into this area to offer a better all-round service to mothers in Kent.
And these lactation consultants, as I understand it, you're actually looking to train additional lactation consultants in light of these new plans, aren't you?
Absolutely. The idea is to offer a bigger, better and more flexible service. So whilst we will be offering roles to the contracted lactation consultants that currently work in this area, we're also putting a number of the NHS health visitors through the full training, and we will be looking to recruit as and when required to make sure that we have what we need. We're absolutely committed to make sure that every piece of resource that is needed to deliver this service is available to all mothers in Kent. There will be health visitors are going to provide the 36 weekly breastfeeding drop-in sessions across the county. In addition to that, there'll be the 24 specialist clinics that will be held. Lactation consultants will be available at all of these clinics, along with the health visitors and the peer supporters. And we're saying this is the starting point. If this needs to increase, then we will look at that as and when. This is our starting position. It's a much wider spread and a much increased service than was currently being offered. We have to remember that the previous service was only reaching 19% of new mums, and the breastfeeding rates within Kent were fairly stagnant. So what we had to do was to make steps in order to improve this.